Russian skater who tested positive for a banned drug can keep skating in the Beijing Olympics. A sports panel ruled today that 15-year-old Kamila Valieva can compete in tomorrow's individual figure skating event, where she's the gold medal favorite. Meanwhile, U.S. women dominated in the debut of a new solo bobsledding event, the Mono Bob. An American speed skater, Aaron Jackson, also one gold. So let's get to all that Olympics news and more with Les Carpenter. He's in Beijing covering the games for our editorial partners at the Washington Post. Les, it's good to have you.
Ah, thank you. It's good to be here.
We've talked to you about Valieva before. She is a sensation, the first woman to pull off one of the hardest jumps in figure skating. That's the quadruple jump or quad. And then we get this positive drug test. Why is she allowed to continue competing?
Well, there's a couple confusing things sort of sitting out there for people. The biggest one is why she was tested on December 25th and yet the test didn't arrive until February 7th. I think everyone thinks that's excessively long. It seems like an odd outlier. And so I think there's enough questions about that test that I think everyone kind of looks at it. And the arbitration panel ruling today looks at it and says, well, what if we ban her and then find out that, you know, maybe she really didn't test positive or something along those lines? So I think there were enough questions around the test that made it hard for them to keep her out of this competition.
Russia has been embroiled in doping controversies for years. Now they are not competing under the country's flag. Their anthem is banned. How am I to put this in context?
Well, it's complicated, and I think that's part of the problem. There's so many things that people are bringing into this right now. Of course, it's Russia at an Olympics. It's Russia at a Winter Olympics. It's the biggest sport. It's figure skating. It's the biggest star in women's figure skating right now. And kind of lost in this, too, is something that a lot of people are shouting about, which is this is just a 15-year-old. And even if she knowingly was taking something that is banned, the chances are she probably didn't think she had a choice in the matter. It's not like she's an adult making a willing decision. And so I think all these things are flooding into this, and it's hard to just pull one out and say, this is the reality. That's what makes it kind of a crazy story.
Now, let's talk about the Mono Bob, which is not only a super fun word to say, but also American Kaylee Humphries and Alana Myers-Taylor won gold and silver. Humphries was particularly emotional. She only recently became a U.S. citizen. She cried and sang along to the Star Spangled Banner after winning. So tell us a little bit more about Humphries' journey to the medal platform.
Well, you know, Humphries is very interesting because she is the most successful female bobsled driver ever. And she won three medals for two golds for Canada in previous Olympics and won bronze. And she got into a big dispute with Canada and the coach a couple of years ago after the 2018 games. She filed harassment, basically mental and emotional harassment claims against him. It led to a long, protracted battle. She eventually left the country and then tried to get U.S. citizenship. She had been living in California with her fiancé, who's now her husband. In 2019, she tried to get that citizenship, and then along comes a pandemic, which slowed everything up. So she just got it in December under the wire, but she is the best at the sport. Alana Myers-Taylor, who you mentioned, is probably the second best, not only in the monobob, which is a new sport, but the two-woman bobsled, and the two kind of gone one and two in the world for several years now. And so now they're both Americans, and they both finished one and two today. For an American team that's kind of had a lot of downs, and I'm talking about the whole American contingent here, I think the two of them going 1-2 today and winning a gold and silver was sort of a big lift for the U.S.
I mean, these stories are what make the Olympics so compelling, and that brings us to Aaron Jackson, favored to win the 500-meter speed skating event. She slipped in her qualifying event, which was heartbreaking. And she was only able to compete because her teammate dropped out and let her take that spot. We spoke with Jackson on the show before the Olympics began, and here's what she said about that.
She says, like, it's not a big deal, like anyone would have done it. And, of course, I would have done the same if the roles were reversed. But, yeah, it's just, it was an amazing thing, and I'm really lucky that she did that for me.
So fast forward 2 weeks, she wins the event. How big a deal is this?
Well, it's huge. I mean, thank you. You've been given this one chance. And, you know, there's a very good chance she probably would have gotten an at-large spot in the Olympics. I mean, she was best in the world. But still, you don't know that you're going to get that. And to be given this one chance when you thought you weren't going to have it, you got to make the most of it. And she went out there and just dominated. I mean, it's hard to just really, really, really win a speed skating race by an outrageous amount of time. But she did. She skated beautifully. And I think it's interesting, too. She came to the sport late. She came in her 20s. She was an inline skater. And it's not unusual nowadays for rollerbladers to be able to switch. But the fact that she did at an age, you know, when people really aren't doing it. She's 29 years old. And so, you know, this is incredible what she's been able to pull off.
And the first Black woman to win that medal.
Yeah. It's an amazing story. Yeah.
It really is. It really is. Yeah. Les Carpenter is covering the Beijing Olympics for our editorial partner, The Washington Post. Thanks so much, Les.
Well, thank you.